Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
Nope, we're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Yes, but we do ask that you please remember that we are not experts. As we said, we are just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
But if you do want our non-expert advice, you can call us or text us at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we would like to just give a quick shout out to our sister show, Gee Thanks Just Bought It. Definitely listen and also definitely join their new Facebook group, which you can find at facebook.com/groups/GThanks.
And just a reminder that Kate and I are doing office hours every month. So if you have podcasting questions or working with a friend questions or anything that you think we could help you with, please fill out the form, which will be in the show notes. And yeah, we're each doing 2 hours of office hours each month. So like basically 4 30-minute time slots.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just, you know, just giving back to the listeners.
We are with our wisdom,
and we would so greatly appreciate it if you could fill out our listener survey. It helps people know who's listening to the show and who you all are. So it's at www.survey.fan/forever35. Again, that is www.survey.fan/forever35. We really, really appreciate everyone who has filled it out so far. And we would love to get a few more listeners just telling us what's up.
Tell us about yourselves.
We do.
It's really, I started to skim through today and it's really interesting. I love reading about who's out there listening.
Yeah. I know.
A lot of listeners in North Carolina.
What other podcasts they listen to.
That was fascinating.
It's just, you know, so please satisfy our nosy curiosity.
So nosy and desperate for human connection.
And fill out our survey. Thank you.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Well, here we are. Yeah.
Mm. Here we are indeed.
Dori, as I was telling you before we started recording, I'm really feeling very deeply like I have hit the wall, the pandemic wall. And thankfully, the New York Times had an op-ed about this recently, a couple days ago, called "We've Hit a Pandemic Wall. New data show that Americans are suffering from record levels of mental distress." And I we'll link to this, but I read this and I was like, oh God, yes, I am.
You know what? Oof. You know what is so wild about it is that, like, I have thought I have hit the wall like 12 times.
But maybe you have. I feel like you can hit the wall over and over again.
Every time I'm like, oh gosh, I'm really hitting the wall. And then it's like, oh no, this is the wall. And then it's like, oh God, this is the wall. Like, it's just, it's like the depths of the wall just keep getting lower and lower.
Right, like instead of rock bottom, you just keep hitting rock wall.
Yeah.
That's really, doesn't really work exactly, but you know what I mean.
It doesn't, but I'm going to go with it. And it's just like, there's no end. There's just no end.
Yeah. And I think everyone is feeling their own form of misery right yes. now, you know, and it's so unique to your own experience. I sent Dory over text a Twitter thread by podcaster and author and all around extraordinary person, Linda Holmes, who was talking about how hard it is for people who are doing this pandemic alone, like without, mm-hmm. you know, who are single, who live alone, and how isolating and lonely and awful it is. And, you know, it was good for me to read because I'm doing this with my family, and as that has many challenges, but it's a different challenge, you know? And I just think we yep. are all in like our own unique forms of fucking hell right now. Not to mention people dealing with, you know, actually getting coronavirus diagnoses, other health complications. I mean, just the list, jobs.
I think the takeaway is that like everyone is struggling, everyone is suffering, and it's really hard for everyone.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. So if you are out there and you are, or if you're at rock wall today, we see you.
We do. We and really we can, see you.
We can be at rock wall again. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be there a lot.
Yeah.
This New York Times piece is interesting because it also points out specifically the experience for Americans, which I think we are in our own unique form of hell, possibly. So
for sure. Yes. It's
definitely worth a read if you are interested or not.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Why subject yourself to more?
Well, you know what? It is validating. You know, it's validating to know like, hey, these things that I'm feeling, I'm not the only one feeling them.
Yes. And that it's real. And it's
yes,
it's traumatic. I mean, this is really hard. It's really
yes.
hard.
Yes.
But in happier news, Dory.
Yes.
So you are celebrating a win today.
I am. Despite hitting the wall, I did have a small win today in the form of a lap desk.
Look, now take the wins where you can get them, okay?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay. You may have heard me mention on the last couple episodes when I was plugging the G Thanks Just Bought It Facebook group, and I said that I had already put in a query in that Facebook group about what is the best lap desk, and the G Thanks listeners, who are amazing, obviously, responded like immediately with a bunch of different suggestions. I, of course, perused them all, and I selected the one that I felt was best suited to my needs, which is the Hua Nuo lap desk. The description is that it fits up to a 17-inch laptop desk. It has a built-in mouse pad and wrist pad for notebook, MacBook, tablet, laptop stand with tablet, pen, and phone holder. And I got the wood grain version. It was $60. I think when I bought it, on Amazon. Trying not to use Amazon so much, but this was the only place that had this lap desk, and it was really the best one that I could find. So, c'est la vie. But when I bought it, there was a coupon for like $10 off. I don't know that if that's still there, but you know, you might find a coupon. And the reason I wanted to buy a lap desk is because I when I'm writing, for some reason, I like to write on the couch.
I like to do work on the couch and on my bed too, weirdly enough. So
I don't love working on my bed, I will say, but I love working on the couch. I have a poof where I can put my legs up.
Is this how they, like an ottoman? A poof is like a leg cushion?
Yeah. Like a mini ottoman kind of deal. I think I got it at Cost Plus World Market like 5 years ago. But I basically wrote like my whole novel on the couch in my office.
Wow, really?
And yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's intense.
And so, you know, I had been working at my desk, and my desk is fine. My desk is comfortable. But I was recently like, I I kind of want to just go back to writing on the couch. But I quickly found that, you know, my laptop really does get hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this just isn't comfortable. I'm older now. I just needed more support. So I was like, ooh, a lap desk. That will be the perfect thing. But then I very quickly got overwhelmed by all the options. But thankfully, a G Thanks listener provided me with the one that I ended up purchasing. So I really like it. Here's why I like it. It's big. It's like wide, but it's very light. It has a wrist pad, which makes using a lap desk so much more comfortable. I didn't know that I needed a built-in wrist pad on my lap desk, but I do.
That is a nice additional. I've like never seen that on a lap desk.
It's a nice feature.
Okay.
It also has a built-in mouse pad, so I can just take my little old ergonomic mouse over to the lap desk and use the mouse, so I don't have to use the trackpad as much.
So have you been using,
like,
have you now, like, you got this and now you're like, boop, I'm on the couch?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't had it that long, but I already really like it. Has a built-in slot for your phone, has a slot for your tablet. So if you wanted to, like, use it to watch something on your tablet but also, like, write in a notebook or something, I don't know. Or you could use a tablet and a keyboard, for example.
This is cool, Dory. Okay.
It has two bolster cushions on the underside of the desk, and they're, like, separated, so air can, like, circulate on your thighs. I don't know if you had a lap desk as a child, but I did. Lap desks have come a long way.
We have one in our home that I think I grabbed at IKEA once on, like, a frantic walkthrough of an IKEA.
Uh-huh.
And my kids will kind of occasionally use it for what, I don't know, but I think we could use a hardy lap desk around here. And I actually like the idea because I just balance my laptop on my lap when I'm working on the couch.
It's a real upgrade. But anyway, what I was saying about lap desks when I was a child is I remember having one that had sort of like a beanbag cushion almost.
That's what ours
has. And then like a very thin kind of surface. And like this blows that out of the water.
It's like memory foam?
I don't know if it's memory foam, but it's just so much more comfortable and practical. It has a handle.
So you can just like walk around your house
with it? Yeah, you can just tote your lap desk around there if you're like, oh, I feel like doing work over here on this chair, just to like plop yourself down.
Well, it's an interesting investment as so many of us are working from home.
Yes.
Or having children who are learning at home. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by this. How many days has it been? You're giving it's a been heavy a, endorsement for a product
it's
here.
It's been a day.
Okay. So you're like in the honeymoon phase.
I am in the honeymoon phase, but I don't think the honeymoon phase is going to fade. I'm a big fan.
That's what we all say.
I know. Everyone says that about the honeymoon phase, but you know.
But you mean it this time.
I mean it this time. This time is different, Kate.
Wow. I'm excited for you. You know, like you take the wins where you can get them right now. And if
exactly,
well, now exactly. I'm, oh God, oh, this is a fancy lap desk. I just clicked on the link.
Oh, you hadn't looked at it yet?
No, I was just listening to your description.
Okay, well, actually, that's an interesting question. Do you believe that my description did it justice?
No, it looks nicer than how I envisioned it. I think I was still envisioning it like a shitty plastic lap desk. This looks like a professional's. This
it's
is
nice, right?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. There's a $15 extra savings coupon applied at checkout, according to this link.
There you go.
Yeah, this is very fancy. Okay. All right. Oh, now I get it. I get why you're into this. You and this laptop desk are holding it down. All right.
Yep.
Well, I'm happy for you both. Congratulations on finding each other.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. I will invite you to the wedding.
Socially distant wedding.
With
desk. Which is a great segue because we have a socially distant wedding question coming up after our break.
We do. So let's take a short break and then we will come back.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, so we had an email from a listener that reads, I am having a very small, socially distanced wedding next week. Since COVID started, my skin has been breaking out so much. This tends to happen when I'm under stress. I would like my skin to not look like a disaster on my wedding day. Do you have a recommendation for a great foundation or concealer or kit that is easy to apply and will do a good job? Or a YouTube tutorial that can help? I do not generally wear a full face of makeup. Help.
Okay, first of all, congratulations, listener, on your wedding.
This is very so exciting.
Second of all, I do have a recommendation for you. It is the Fast Face Kit from the Lip Bar, which I've mentioned on the show before, and I actually did a whole IGTV. I did an Instagram Live that now lives on our IGTV, on our Instagram account, Forever 35 Podcast, where I applied the Lip Bar Fast Face Kit and tested it out. And I have to say, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I watched some of your video live. I forget where I was. I just remember being like slightly inebriated while I was watching it, but
It was really great. And it comes with instructions on how to apply everything,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. It comes with instructions. It comes with foundation. It comes with a face quad, which has a highlighter, a contour thing, a blush, and, oh, like a setting powder. It has something for your brows. It has an eyeliner. It has a mascara and a liquid lipstick.
That's
so
it. That's all you need.
That's all you need. I mean, you could, if you wanted to, you could also get a separate concealer, but I don't know. I kind of feel like foundation can like do the trick.
Especially if you don't normally wear a full face of makeup and you just want to go.
Yes.
Go easy.
Yes. So I found what I thought was really cool about this was what's especially cool about this was the quad thing.
Yeah, that is cool.
Like, I thought the highlighter worked really well. A lot of people were complimenting me on the highlighter. I thought the blush was really nice. I actually really liked the eyeliner also. I usually just wear black eyeliner, but this came with like this really pretty, like almost coppery eyeliner. Mm. So yeah, I'm a fan. I would recommend this. It's $99, which I think for what you get is like really good.
I don't have a lot of great advice in this area, especially because you can't really go to like a Sephora or a department store and get your makeup done right now.
Yes.
Which would be like my go-to recommendation.
Totally.
I do think if you are a person who doesn't wear a lot of makeup, but you do want to have a little like glow and have some products that you can also use after, I really like Glossier's products. Their concealer, their under eye concealer is great. Their foundation is very light. It's all really easy to apply. Like, you can apply it all with your hands. You can get very like a sheer lip color. They have great eye colors. I love their cloud paint for cheeks. I feel like you kind of can't go wrong getting a package from Glossier.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's not like, perhaps it's not everyone's wedding day makeup because it's a bit light. But I think you can, I think you can do a lot with it.
I just also want to say that the lip bar is Black woman owned and it is vegan and cruelty free.
Ooh, very cool.
So we're fans.
All right. Let us know what you do.
Yeah, please keep us posted.
And most importantly, congrats as we.
Yes. Say. Congrats. All right. Next question. Hey, Kat and Dor, quick question here. I'm working as a part-time doctor so that I can have more time with my infant son. Because of COVID, when I get home around 3 p.m., I jump in the shower to decontaminate. My question is this. What do I do with my skincare then? Do I just slap on some moisturizer and go and then redo a full nighttime skincare regimen when I go to bed? Or do I do my nighttime skin regimen at 3 p.m? So confused. Thanks. Love the pod. You're one of the few things keeping me sane.
Oh, thanks.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Okay. I love this question because
I'm so curious what you're going to say.
Well, because sometimes I don't shower until, well, sometimes I don't shower at all. Other times I don't shower until like 4 p.m.
Right.
And so when that is the case, I normally do my nighttime skincare regimen and then I'll often like mist and moisturize again before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just to add just to add some more moisture onto my face.
Yeah, I feel like I do something similar.
The biggest thing for me is that if this person's putting sunscreen on at 3 p.m. or any makeup, then yes, you need to wash your face before you go to bed. But I kind of think if not, just do your routine at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've gone back and forth. Like sometimes I will do my routine at 3 o'clock and then other times I will just slap on like some moisturizer.
Yeah, same. And then do more of a routine later.
And then do more of a routine later. Partly because like in my head, I feel like my skin could still potentially get like dirty, quote unquote, or like contaminated throughout the day. I know that's weird. especially since
weird.
We're not going anywhere. I mean, I know she goes places, but after three, she doesn't. I don't know. I don't think there's a wrong answer here, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I would kind of say you should do whatever you feel like. Like, if you're in a rush and you want to get to hang out with your son, just, like, slap on the moisturizer. And then at night, you can, like, take your time. Or if you just want to get it over with, just do it at three. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. But again, not experts. So if someone is...
Yeah, if there's, like, a right way to do this, we'd love to know.
Yes, because we don't. But we do know what we like to do, so.
We do.
'Tis the answer there.
Yes.
Okay, Dori, let's take another break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back with a couple more listener questions and comments.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we're back. This is an interesting email. Would you like me to read it?
Dori, I hand the microphone to you. I feel like you will do it. Honor.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Hi, Dori and Kate. I'm listening to today's episode, and I had to stop and write in response to the teacher who was feeling torn about returning to school. I'm a public elementary teacher in Washington, D.C., and I also have two young kids of my own who are in elementary school. When my district announced their tentative plans to open with teachers in person, I was terrified. While I can't speak to the caller's specific situation, here are a few things that helped me get through that time. First, our local teachers union was very forceful in advocating for remote learning, and I tried to stay on top of what they were doing and participate in actions such as virtual town halls and caravans as much as I could. I also tried to stay up to date on the health data for my area and the safety plans the district was releasing. These pieces of information validated my fears. While my city is not a hotspot currently, cases are going up, and I found the plans that the district proposed seemed either unclear or unworkable. Knowing this made me able to talk back to myself when I was worried I was, quote, overreacting. I could confidently say that in my professional opinion, as a teacher with over 10 years of classroom experience, I had serious safety concerns about in-person teaching. Finally, I talked through what my options would be if the district went forward with in-person learning. My spouse and I discussed our childcare options, looked at our budget, planned out what I could do if I opted not to return, resign, take FMLA, take a leave of absence, etc. This process helped me see that even if we reopened and I opted not to return, I had other options to try out before resigning altogether. I think what's so hard about this question is that there's not a, quote, good decision for either districts or teachers. No teacher I know thinks that distance learning is optimal for kids or families, and most are also aware of how devastating this time has been for families struggling with childcare, their own work schedules, or just meeting basic needs. Teachers who come down on the side of remote learning don't feel great about their decision. We just think we're doing the best that we can to keep our students' families, and ourselves and our own families safe. Oh, and there is a Forever 35 teacher Facebook group. It's awesome, and I would encourage the caller to join if Facebook is her jam.
Wow. I mean, we can't speak to the experience of teachers, so we're glad that other people are weighing in.
Yes. And I love that there is a teacher's Facebook group.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so cool.
This has a lot of good information and thoughts.
Yeah. And I should say we did get a few other teachers who weighed in and encouraged this listener to look into FMLA and also to speak to their union.
Mm-hmm.
So that was some other really good teacher advice that landed in our inbox. So Thank you, teachers. Shout out to the Forever 35 teacher Facebook group. So cool. You know, we're going to end this episode
on a completely different note.
Indeed.
You know, I was just doing some stuff this afternoon and this text came through on the Forever 35 phone number. So casual, it like really cracked me up. Hey, do you guys poop in front of your significant others? That was it.
I have a lot of questions about this text.
Well, first, can we just honor this listener who just like casually shot us this text like on a random afternoon?
Totally.
I love it. I love you so much, person out there.
Okay. I guess my first question is, what do you mean by in front of? Like, do I poop with the door open? Do I poop with my husband standing in the bathroom? Do I tell my husband I'm going to go poop? Like, what are we talking about exactly here?
So the way I interpreted this is, if you and your husband are in the bathroom together, would you poop in front of them?
No.
I'm also a no. And I think we've established, like, I'm normally a yes about most stuff. You are too, actually. You and I are pretty similar with a lot of our personal behaviors.
But like pooping with someone in the bathroom is like, that's just a line that I don't feel like I want to cross.
Yeah. Now, do I fart in front of my spouse? Yes.
Same.
Do I
tell my husband I have to go poop? Yes.
Same. Now, I am amazed that there are many couples out there that do not do those things. I've had like recent in-depth conversations with friends about this, and a lot of couples do not fart in front of each other, like reveal their poops. It blew my mind. I mean, I live in a small house, so there's no
hiding.
Right,
so there's no hiding.
Unless I was like always going outside suspiciously.
And pooping outside?
Yes, Dorian, pooping outside.
What if you pooped outside? That would be so weird.
I had a friend in college who was like really committing to a hippie lifestyle and would go to the bathroom outside.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore.
That really like circles back to all of our discussions about pooping on the side of the road.
Oh my God. You know what? This podcast always comes back to poop.
I mean, we do a lot of it as humans.
We do. And I feel like, you know, there's still a stigma in talking about like the fact that people don't talk about their pooping. But I get it. I also get it. Like pooping is disgusting and I kind of don't want to know. But my husband and I are so far gone in terms of like what we talk about with each other. So, yeah. So to answer this listener's question, we don't poop in front of our significant others, but you know, we support you if you do. Body parts and pooping and peeing are just such weird things.
Yeah.
I would love if anyone wants to weigh in here. Do you poop in front of your partner? You pee? You do other stuff? You poop on them? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know.
We're really curious.
Also, sorry. We've clearly reached the quarantine wall with these questions here.
Totally.
This is the wall. Sorry to people who do not like talking. I know there are also people out there who will be so horrified and grossed out. And to you, I apologize. We see you. We honor you. But
hey, we're just responding to questions.
Yeah. I just got a text on my phone from a... Okay. This person just sent the most casual text.
Oh, God.
You know, another listener referred to us as Quarren Cat and Dorantine the other day, and that made my freaking life.
That is actually genius.
Quarren Cat and Dorantine is like perfect. I appreciate Quarren Cat is a bit of a stretch, but Dorantine, like your name just works.
I know.
Well, moving on. Dory, have you done the suggested activity of the day?
No, I haven't. Do I need to?
I've just started dabbling. Look, y'all, Dory and I came up in the 90s, and I know a lot of you did too. So we're suggesting the activity of the day be listen to the new Alanis Morissette album.
Can you say more?
I mean, Alanis Morissette released an album, and I think it's been like 8 years since her last studio album or something wild like that, and it's getting decent reviews.
Mm-hmm.
There is a song that I had listened to that I really liked called The Reasons I Drink, or These Are the Reasons I Drink, something like that. And I watched the video and I was like very charmed by it. And I was like, okay, Alanis, I don't know. I could come back to you. I was not a super fan of Jagged Little Pill. I'm not like a, she did not shape my youth, but it's like, regardless if you were alive in 1994, 95, like that album was massive.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're like basically the same age and it's nice seeing like a middle-aged lady get out her rage on an album. So I'm kind of, totally. It's interesting. I'm enjoying it. As you know, I've made a commitment to listen to more music. So that is, I have been listening to it. So if you want to tap into your 1995 self, turn on the new Alanis Morissette album.
I'm excited to dive in.
Well, Dory, it's always a pleasure getting to talk to you about so many things.
Likewise.
Now, Dory, will you poop in front of your new lap desk?
Well, I out of necessity, I poop in front of Henry.
Of course. Oh, we all. Yes, of course.
That makes sense. Will I poop with the lap desk on my lap?
Will it get that dark? Will it happen?
I mean, look, I'm not going to say, like, never say never. Right now, it's not in my life plan, but things could change.
Look,
this is a rapidly evolving situation.
It is. We could be in quarantine for a while.
Yeah, so yep. I'm not going to rule it out. I'll put it that way.
Okay. All right, Dory. I like where this is headed.
Well, thank you. Well, Kate, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, as always.
Listeners, it's been a pleasure.
God bless you all. Thank you for bearing with us and being here for this journey.
Bye.
Bye.